Welcome to the Spinfoil Theory Podcast. I am your host, Taylor B, and this is your other host, The Bagels.
Hello.
And welcome to another episode of the Spinfoil Theory Podcast. That's a little redundant, but I'm sure you'll roll with it for us. This week's episode is about the idea that Tanix is a title rather than the proper name of a guardian, or at least the idea that the name has become a title, similar to in the Princess Bride vein of the Dread Pirate Roberts. And we're going to, as always, take a sort of advanced session approach to that. So, we're not so much here to teach. We kind of expect the listener to know a little bit about what we're talking about, but that doesn't mean we're exclusive about it. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us, spinfoiltheory@gmail.com or at spinfoiltheory on Twitter. We're more than happy to engage with you, give you some direction if you'd like some background about anything we're talking about, or if anything sounds confusing, just because we might not give it all the context that a learner might need. But that with that out of the way, the bagels. Would you like to give a background on this one, or should
Sure,
I?
I'll dive in a little bit.
Do it.
First, I just have to say, Tenix has no house.
Ah.
No, Tenix, of course, is the famous Fallen who slow that slew Andalbrask and sparked the Hunter Vanguard there with Cade. Cade obviously slew Tanix the once, not realizing that Tanix was not really dead, or was he? And at that point, Tanix comes back into play, kills Andal, and then Cade becomes the Hunter Vanguard. So that's my brief breakdown
Well,
on the original history.
I thought maybe some housekeeping here. I thought that, and correct me if I'm wrong, just because I know we both boned up on this recently, but you know me, with my dyslexia, I'll tend to skim over things in a sort of erroneous way. So, audience and everyone, if it sounds like I'm having trouble like looking something up or reading, I have very bad dyslexia, and so I'm struggling. I try to edit down as best I can, but please bear with me. I appreciate all of you in that. I thought the first dare was, because I was reading over some of Cade's cards from the Cade stashes, sort of from Forsaken, and I had thought that sort of narrated it in the way that basically the original Vanguard Dare invented going after Tanix, and then Andal, like because they got him the first time, Andal became the Vanguard as a result because he lost to Cade. And then, like, Cade
You're
got him
correct.
twice. He got him subsequently after Tanix killed Andal.
My interpretation, I think, is that you're correct initially.
Okay.
Cade killed Tanix, and therefore, because Andal essentially lost the dare, he became the Hunter Vanguard.
Right.
But at that point, Cade put the Guardian on the task of killing Tanix the second time.
Oh, so in, I think it's the draw or something. Cade actually talks about that he did it the second time, but he says the second time Tanix's body is being dragged off by his drags into the ship, and he's like, that time doesn't matter. So it's like it didn't matter for the story he was talking about, but I thought he had at least noted that he had like it may be like air quotes on the second one, like killed Tanix at least two times.
Okay. Oh, I missed that.
But that can be up for debate. That's
No,
I can try to pull it up.
you might be right. You might be right about that. I might have missed that when I was browsing through.
I can dig it. But yeah, please continue.
Well, anyway, so at that point, obviously our guardian comes into play and kills Tanix again. After that, Tanix again appears later on, rejuvenated by Siva. At which point we kill
Right?
Tanix again. So we have killed, personally, as Guardian players, we have killed Tanix twice. Cade has killed him at least once, if not twice, as Taylor has found. And then we don't know if there are previous iterations as well that have been killed.
Tanix is one of my favorite enemies to fight. So we've encountered him three different ways in the game. We've encountered him in his like first form in the Shadow Thief as Tanix the Scarred, and then we encounter him as Tanix the Perfected, and recently with Shadowkeep we encounter him as a ghost, as a nightmare. Now I think it's worth noting the nightmare is based on Tanix's original form. He does not look like Tanix did with the SIVA implants.
Correct.
So I think that's like something worth kind of like putting a pin in right now in your brains, just to kind of be maybe Tanix. Oh, okay, all right. And so that's a pretty interesting one. Now, the spinfoil theory here is that collectively Tanix has died reportedly like 4 or 5 times, depending on how you look at different things. And so the theory is that Tanix isn't so much of a singular person as it is a title, like the Dread Pirate Roberts of Princess Bride fame, if you guys are familiar. But the idea here is that as one Tanix dies, another Dreg or whoever like finds his cache of ether, like boosts himself up, and then like dons the mantle of Tanix because the name has recognition. And I think when you're doing like secretive, like like flashbang, shock and awe kind of work with that kind of stuff, I think that really lends itself to the idea. So the bagels. What is your stance on the theory?
I personally don't believe that Tanix is a title, particularly because you would assume that Cade, who's at least encountered him multiple times, would at least mention differences in how Tanix is at least constructed, or something like that. There's no reference in the lore to Tanix having, there's some mention of him having different, slightly different configurations, especially after the SIVA enhancements. But there's no reference from Cade himself seeing a different Fallen. You would assume that Cade would note that Tanix appeared in different, with a different something to at least signify that that it was a different Fallen.
Well, I feel like if you look at Tanix in the D1 lore cards, Tanix has like a big like full on mask covering. So I don't think you're gonna like I hate to say like all Fallen look alike, but I feel like to a guardian who basically mows them down, I feel like that could kind of come into play. But it's not like you would get a good look at his face anyway. Like you would see the Tanix helmet, and sort of be like, oh yeah, that's Tanix. It's like someone like flying a banner wearing full armor in like a fantasy tale. Like they're just impersonating someone.
And that's definitely potentially the case. It's still even in like combat with them, assumingly you would notice different combat techniques or something like that would be noted somewhere in the lore. And there just isn't any evidence that I noted that Cade found that there were different combat techniques, different armor pieces, different, just anything like that, that just would blatantly state that this is a different Fallen, different individual that Cade is fighting.
So, the card we mentioned earlier was Winner Take All, everyone, and the reading excerpt from that led us to believe that that says Kate has killed him twice. The real problem, the freak's still a pain. He ain't no guardian, but dude's been dead and not more times than I can track. Died twice by my hand alone. Second time, I even looked to deliver some insurance. But he was hauled off by his goons before I could add more lead to the collection I'd deposit in his chest and neck and gut and head. So, like, Cade has killed this dude twice. Like, at least twice. Just to go back to what I was saying earlier about, like, Tanix has, like, pretty confirmed as dead, like, multiple times. Outside the story and inside the story by us. So, like, I mean, if you play a hunter, you're about, I mean, you might have to take up the Vanguard dare, because you've killed Tanix as many times as the last Vanguard did. You know? I think there's a lot of fun in this theory. I think there's a lot of cool things to unpack. And personally, if everyone can't tell already, I think this is totally plausible, if not, like, hopefully likely. I just mean, so the crux of it for me is that, you know, as we've gone over already, he's been sort of confirmed as dead multiple times. But if you look at the post text from The Shadow Thief by Petra in D1, she says he's, like, confirmed as dead, but, like, something's odd. A signal goes out from where we left him shortly after we leave. So I think it's an odd choice, one, for him to have that sort of a contingency, like a signal to go out maybe for collection, what have you, if he's just dead. And I think there, you know, there's maybe some speculation that, because it's noted a lot of times in the lore that Tanix is made of an amalgam of different technologies he's plundered. Like, people list off the Vex, Siva, Earth technology, like, all sort of, like, cobbled into one, like, super dude. And then when he becomes Tanix the Perfected, they sort of think that maybe it's because he was more machine than Fallen at that point. But here's the thing about it. The Tanix nightmare we fight, as I told you to put a pin in earlier, is the original Tanix. Now, the nightmares are not bound to something being flesh and blood, and we know this because from the same DLC, Ariana 3, an Exo, is also a nightmare. So if it's the same Tanix, why shouldn't he come back as his Siva iteration?
I would argue that the nightmares are not necessarily tied to their most recent iteration, but their most scary or frightening iteration. And certainly Tanix that kills Andalbrask is probably the most frightening version of Tanix, because we kill the Siva-infused Tanix quite easily. It's not nearly as notable as when Tanix kills Andal.
I mean maybe not to us the player, but I think Siva's like a pretty friggin' scary thing in the lore. Like, I mean, Rasputin used Siva just to murder all of the Iron Lords but like two of them.
And I'm not really making an argument against Siva being a scary technology. What I'm making an argument is that the nightmares are nightmares in general for all of humanity. Like, Crota is like the epitome of a nightmare. Mm-hmm. As is Tanix. Probably the one of the Vanguard's biggest failures and or frights.
So
it's just stuff like that. I think that's more so what the nightmares are all about. It's your greatest failures and or your greatest weaknesses exposed.
Then why do Mithrax's nightmares appear on the moon?
All nightmares appear on the moon. Is it
No, but I
not?
mean Mithrax is like it's not a nightmare of Mithrax. You know the one that if you go on the moon, it's like a secret boss you can fight one of the weeks, a world boss. It's the guy has a name. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Maybe we can look it up here in a sec. But the guy has a name, and he's the nightmare of he's Mithrax's nightmare. Like he's what scares Mithrax. Mithrax being a fallen, so it can't be just humanity's like nightmares.
Yeah, it's Horcus, is the name. But yeah, still it's I see what you're going for. And
These are
I guess
nightmares
I
of
don't
nightmares.
yeah, I don't know why Mithrax's nightmare is a focus other than Mithrax is aligned with the tower. So potentially it could be that it's the nightmares are there for anything that's aligned with the tower or the traveler. And
Which the
that's
Fallen
what's showing.
previously were, yeah.
So I could see that being the reasoning.
I can see what I think I'm picking up what you're putting down. I still wonder because even in D1 that strike was still like almost identical to the original Shadow Thief strike. It was like Shadow Thief like revisited or like something like that too. So it really seems odd to me because if it's I could see if it's like the spirit of Mithrax or no, I'm sorry. Sorry everyone. The spirit of Tanix like coming back, but like why would his form be like how can I say this? Like the form we see was already more like machine than fallen. And it's I have a hard time figuring out why like seemingly everyone else was as they were when they died, coming back as a nightmare. But then Tanix would be different than he was the last time he was put down.
And again, I'm drawing a blank. Who was the third nightmare? It was Crota. It was Tanix. Oh, it was shoot, who was it?
Fogoth.
Fogoth. Yes. And again, I mean Fogoth. He was appearing as his original form too.
Well, did he have a second one?
Maybe I'm just thinking that he had the because we had that second. That mission that came through there backwards. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I don't
Oh, I know what you're
know.
talking about. I know what you're talking
Yeah.
about. I don't think we I don't think we fought him a second time though. Until he
Yeah.
became a nightmare.
Yeah, no. But yeah,
Yo,
no.
speaking of that shit though, when you went through it, did you just remember the old cheese spots and just start like hanging out up there? Like, no, nah, I'm up in this corner, D2. You can't stop my training.
Already know how this works.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know how this story ends. It ends with me standing in this one spot that none of the monsters can fully flock to.
Jeez.
Where's my whisper? Hold on. I need. Yeah, so that's where I am with that. I kind of feel like I'm not gonna say it's confirmed, and it's not that I need them to outright tell me, but if like Tanix comes back again after this nightmare thing, I feel like it kind of confirms the theory. I feel like you can't be a nightmare and then still be alive.
That's an interesting thought process. Because yes, all of the nightmares that we face are dead. I'm trying to think of a different example, but I
Ooh,
cannot.
actually, I take that back from a game mechanic standpoint, because if like I feel like if Gambit Prime, don't you feel like Gambit Prime is like the Taken version of the nightmares? Just with the bosses you fight, because you fight
Oryx
the
and
Shadow of
the
Oryx again,
yeah.
and all that. If well he was he well he was never taken, so I can't say that, but I feel like if Gambit Prime had been more popular, maybe that would have been like the avenue that they brought these people back with.
Yeah, Reckoning is an interesting example. I feel
Or
like
damn, yeah, Reckoning. Sorry, derp.
I understand. No, I feel like that was more so a like a physical representation of within that special space. I really have to brush back up on my Reckoning lore because that area is just kind of unique, and it's very definitely directly tied to the Nine, who can manipulate space-time in a lot of ways that we clearly do not understand yet.
I mean, maybe we'll learn
So,
more with Trials, air quotes, coming back. I'm gonna laugh. I've seen this tweet and I hate it because I love Gambit. I don't like Prime as much, but I really do enjoy Gambit. But I love the tweet that goes out and it's like when the thing is full, it's just like it unlocks Gambit Primier. It's just like
Oh, dear God.
you guys, we did it! It's like Gambit more Prime. Shout out to I think I saw that on at Fatebringer, Destiny memes or something like that. But I don't know if it was theirs, but they're definitely how I saw it. So credit goes to them. Oh, okay. So I feel like this might be the first time we're in disagreement, the Bagels.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it's not possible that there's a different individual assuming the role of Tanix. It's definitely possible, but the lore just doesn't state it anywhere that makes me think that it's the case.
There are so many things about this lore that does not hand itself to you until the story is done. I like case in
It's
point,
true.
we all know Dwindler's Ridge, and we all know how everyone and their sister, for the longest time, thought it had to be that Jaren Ward gave Shin Malphur his ghost, and you can make guardians that way. We've since learned that is not how any of this works.
This is true. I will grant you that.
So all I'm saying is the story writing I don't feel like always lends itself to
Where they're gonna wrap their conclusion up.
it hints at multiple things at once. And until you get the whole story, I feel like it's hard to say like and for the record, as I'm hearing you, you're saying like probably no with a maybe, and I'm saying like yo, very plausible, which is a little different. We're at different ends of the spectrum there, even though we're being nice to each other. But
We're playing nice politics, that's what
yeah, but
it is.
I just have a really hard time. Think if I like. I feel like Cade knows when he's killed someone, shooting him in, their neck, their chest, their gut, and their head. Like, I feel
The
like he.
only thing, sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, I feel like he knew that first time. Like, everyone agreed that he was dead.
The
And
only
then
thing I'll
Andal
note.
became the Vanguard. Like, so. Between that, between his body being carried off like some war shit, like some ancient war shit where like they don't let you cut off their general or king's head so they can pretend for however long that they're not really dead. Or like they cut off the head and leave you just the body so that you can't like prove it was him.
Sure.
Yeah, like little like propaganda stuff like that. In the same way that a signal goes out till well after we've left from when we put him down the first time. Like, I feel like there's more to that than they just keep rebuilding him like some space $6 million man. Like, 'cause think about it, it's the Fallen. Who would be that loyal? Why wouldn't they just take his shit?
And it could just be that the fear that Tanix actually strikes
Right?
into humanity is so great, or perceived to be that great, that they keep rebuilding him or assigning the title to a new Fallen.
Oh, I think someone definitely takes it, because that can't be like an organized thing. That's got to be some like underworld shit. Like,
that's fair. You
show up, say you're Tanix, and then if anyone steps up to you, you got to put them down like real hard and prove that you're
Fallen,
Tanix.
Fallen Fight Club.
Yeah, like. All right, I beat up the biggest dude in Fallen Prison. Do we all agree I'm the best space pirate now?
Well, what's interesting is, if they were to pursue that, why wouldn't they pursue becoming Kel of Kells and essentially but they're essentially exiling themselves from their own house by becoming Tanix, if they're doing that.
They're not the only Fallen in the lore or that we interact with who dream of being free of the shackles of their like sort of pirate fiefdoms. Oh, what was that? The Death to Kells. Do you think the Death to Kells was Tanix ship, or do you think it was a more recent one? Do you think that's like a Mithrax ship? For anyone who doesn't know, Death to Kells is the exotic Fallen ship. It's meant to be like a captain's yacht version, so like much smaller, but of the like the Fallen like dropship that usually comes in and drops them off. And the story goes that there's a dreg who decides to jump ship, steals it, and flies it off to the Spider, which is I believe Forsaken is the release, like we get it, have access to it anyway as players. And it's like, so what do you name your ship? And he's like, yo, Death to Kells. Do you think that's Mithrax, who I think is like a strong candidate for that? But like, then again, I think Mithrax is also a strong candidate for Kel of Kells. Or do you think that's like a Tanix like figure? Do you think it's like someone just like completely independent of any of these guys?
Or it could just be a guy committing mutiny to.
That's what I'm saying. It could be like that's all just his own story. Has nothing to do with anyone.
Yeah, I would tend towards that. I'd have to read. I haven't read that lore card in a while, so I'd have to check out that ship. But to me, it kind of sounds like it's just a random dreg is like, hey, I don't like these Kells. I'm gonna go over to Spider. Yep. Maybe he'll give me some money for this.
But what if that dreg was the next Dread Pirate Tanix?
Anything's possible.
Well, yeah. All I'm saying is not a sermon. I'm just saying, the bagels, that is a comic I would read. This dude. But yeah, I guess let me check our time here. Oh, we're doing well. I think we can close out. I think that was a good... That was a good time. So, with that final verdict, the bagels?
Yeah, I'm going to say that it's unlikely that Tanix is a passing title between Dread Pirates trying to establish themselves as the King Mercenary.
Ooh, I do want to put a caveat on this. The idea is not that it's, like, passed on. They are taking his helmet and be like I'm the captain now.
Sorry, I was being a little free with my language. I do agree that if there were a new Tanix, he would certainly have to earn his way to that title. Mm-hmm. He would have to fight his way through the ranks of mm-hmm. the House of Mercenaries, as we were referring to it earlier, or whatnot. So yeah, that's my thought process anyway.
Okay. Well, my final verdict is I think it's plausible, and I think I'm hoping for it to be true, because that sounds badass the more I like drum it up in my head. No, dude, it really does, because then like we could eventually be friends with a Dread Pirate Tanix if we keep killing him and a cool one shows up. Like, I'm just saying.
That's fair. I would say that anybody who were to take up that mantle would probably be not particularly friendly.
Unless it was Mithrax.
Mithrax, he doesn't seem like the type, though. It's a very cutthroat title. you have to kill a lot of Fallen, assumingly, to
I mean, he did literally dress up as a devil captain and go murder a bunch of Fallen with us.
That's true.
I'm just saying, like, it's not, I feel like it's not like that far beyond his range of actions as a character. Though that was like very spinfoily. I'm not actually submitting that as a thing. But I do think it's plausible, and I hope that now that he's come back as a nightmare, we get to see more of him or more of the lore surrounding him, because I think it's a very interesting character.
Sure.
All right. Any shout outs to Biggles?
Shout out to some old clannies from Freeglades for some interesting discussion on last week's topic on Rasputin. There was some good stuff going down in our what's that chap.
Nice. You guys gotta get me in on that, or get them in on some Discord action.
I agree.
I'm saying I wanna come defend my points. Hey, all right. So that'll be fun. But yeah, shout outs to the Focus Fire chat and the Lore Network. Guys have always been a big inspiration to me, and I'm sure the Bagels as well, in what you do, and certainly all your work has inspired us to do what we're trying to do here. So, you know, thank you guys for being yourselves. All right. So with that, I will catch you guys next week. We will catch you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.